Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When we're fascinated with something, when we're into something, we just can't help but stare. Or we also, you know, stare at you when we're having a conversation because we want to, you know, get to know you better. So a lot of times we just don't realize how intensely we're staring at the person we're having a conversation with just to show that we're engaged. And the other person is like, oh my God, restraining order. What is wrong with this person? And I'm like, I'm on Adderall. Did I forget to blink again? And it's like, yeah, you haven't blinked in 5 minutes. And then I'm like, oh, it's the Adderall. It's not because I'm a Scorpio. Whoops.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. So even though today we are no longer in Scorpio season, I did not want to start off or continue these episodes without covering my Scorpio birthday. I mean, shout out to the best sign in the world, the most underrated sign, the most hated one, or in the same boat as the most hated one as a Gemini, are Scorpios. Scorpios are so underrated, undervalued, may I just add. You know, we don't get enough credit for how amazing and loving and loyal we are. Instead, people focus on all of our negative attributes, like the fact that supposedly we are vengeful and how you should never cross a Scorpio because they will come after you. You know, they say the sting of a Scorpio, be careful, or the fact that supposedly we're manipulative or we're very calculated. Scorpios are often just so misunderstood. Us as Scorpios, we're very secretive, we're very discreet, we're always paying attention and observing other people, we're paying attention to detail, we remember things about the people that we love, we don't shy away from the unknown, we're very daring, we're very protective of the ones that we love. Scorpios is probably one of the most intense and passionate signs, which is why it's so misunderstood. And it's also known as the most emotionally intelligent sign. Yeah, you heard me. Is the most emotionally intelligent sign there is. Do I think there's a difference between November Scorpios and October Scorpios? 100%. Do I think November Scorpios are better in every way than October Scorpios? Sure. Am I being biased because I was born in November? Yes, obviously. I mean, what kind of jerk would say, no, the other month is better? No way. I love myself. That's part of Scorpios. We love ourselves. That's one thing about Scorpios. Another thing about Scorpios, here's something Scorpios are all known for. Every Scorpio is known for their intense eye contact. We have this thing where when we stare at you, it's like we're staring at your soul. Anyone who has ever met a Scorpio in their life, a woman or a man, knows about the Scorpio stare because it is so uncomfortable, especially if you're not inviting it. If you're not interested in that eye contact and that staring, you know, it's uncomfortable. Because when we're fascinated with something, when we're into something, we just can't help but stare. Or we also, you know, stare at you when we're having a conversation because we want to, you know, get to know you better. So a lot of times we just don't realize how intensely we're staring at the person we're having a conversation with just to show that we're engaged. And the other person is like, oh my God, restraining order. What is wrong with this person? And I'm like, I'm on Adderall. Did I forget to blink again? And it's like, yeah, you haven't blinked in 5 minutes. And then I'm like, oh, it's the Adderall. It's not because I'm a Scorpio. Whoops. So I thought today's episode Since a lot of times you guys want me to be more open and share with you about my life, since I'm not as open, I don't consider myself, you know, an influencer. I consider myself as a host and a writer, and I spend most of my time at work recording these episodes, writing them, and also writing my book. But I thought, why not, since you guys are my besties, you share so much with me about your own life, whether it's in DMs or emails, or when I get to meet you in my live shows, and I thought, why not I'll share my birthday celebration, what I did for my birthday, so you'll get to know me a little bit better, okay? Right now, I'll give you an idea of what I'm doing. I am sitting in my podcast room in the dark. The heat is on like 74. I'm actually getting too hot. I should probably take off my sweatshirt. But this is where I feel the most at home. I just love sitting in the dark and recording these episodes. It's so peaceful and quiet. I love my house because it's so quiet. But yeah, I thought today, instead of doing a Benson Knows Best or a confession corner, I said, let me confess what I did for my birthday. So let's go. Scorpio birthday, Violetta edition. So for my birthday this year, if you're wondering how old I'm turning, for some reason I feel weird mentioning it, but I shouldn't. I turned 35, which is so insane because I don't feel 35. I feel 25. I act sometimes, in my opinion, so youthful. And I feel like I'm 25, even though 35 is not youthful. But I still think because of the pandemic, I constantly feel like 2 years were stolen from my life. So even though I'm turning 35, I feel like I'm 33. That's the truth. It's so weird. But yeah, so for this birthday, I thought, every year I do something so extravagant. I go extra. I figure out how to make my friends feel super special. I do all these lavish things. I spend all this money, whether it's on dinners or something fun, or I plan something big. And then I'm stressing the whole night, making sure all my friends are happy, my friends are having fun. And then I never really end up having fun because I'm just worrying about everyone else having fun. And that's normally my birthdays and what I got used to, where I spend loads of money on my friends, or I figure out how to get things for free, but then I'm working the whole night because I have to, it's not actually free. I have to post in exchange for that. So I have to figure out like all my postings and all these things. So it's not that fun for me. That's why this year I said, you know what? I can see my friends any day. Why do I need to make such a big deal to see them also on specifically on my birthday? Do I not love my friends? Yeah, I love them. Sure. But for once on my birthday, I want to make it about me. So I decided to not spend it with my friends. I decided to not spend loads of money on my friends. I decided to do what I wanted to do. What did I want to do? I wanted to spend time with my parents. So first, I decided on my actual birthday to take the day off of work. So I planned for that to make sure I don't work on that day, which was a Wednesday. My birthday was 2 weeks ago now. It was November 15. So remember it, put it in your brain, ingrain it. Engrave it on top of your bed. Every morning when you wake up, you'll know that's the day of my birthday. Get it tattooed on your arm. So if you're ever like, when's Violet Benson's birthday? It's on your arm. It's November 15. Never forget it again, okay? No big deal. Not trying to be aggressive like a Scorpio. But anyway, so I took the day off on a Wednesday and I decided to go with my parents to the Huntington Library. This is in LA, in La Mesa or Huntington Beach. I'm not sure, but it's called the Huntington Library. The Huntington Library is this huge place. It's not just a library. It has loads of gardens. It has Japanese garden, Chinese garden, other types of gardens. It has museums. It's just this huge place. And I've never been there. Apparently anyone who's ever lived in LA has been there, except me. When I was younger, I didn't find museums and places like this fun. As you get older, your hobbies change. You know, I went from, you know, blacking out to now wanting to go to a museum. This is just where I'm at in my life. And you know what? I love this phase of my life. I'm not gonna lie. No more hangovers. So I decided for us to go to Huntington Library. And of course, the day that I chose to go, the whole week, it was sunny. The day that I chose to go to Huntington Library, raining, pouring rain. It was so bad. We got there early. My parents, by the way, as I've gotten older, I've been enjoying hanging out with my parents so much more. I feel like you start to appreciate your parents more now that you're older. You start to understand where they were coming from years ago. You start to see that they have so many childlike characteristics about them. Like when I make a joke or say something funny and I suddenly catch one of my parents laughing at something I said, it's the most endearing feeling in the world because it just, I don't know. I feel like we're all three kids laughing with each other and having fun and teasing each other. It's just the dynamic I feel for me as a grown-up has really changed in my relationship with my parents. I feel like it's gone easier to be close with them and to understand each other better than when I was younger or a child. So when we got to the Huntington Library, we had to get umbrellas because it started raining. Not just small raining. Like it was raining so bad. And for me, I love the rain, but my parents are older and they get sick faster and they have immune disorders. And I did feel a bit bad. I mean, we went into the library, we got to see two museums in that area. We got to walk around, we took a few photos of each other, we got to talk and laugh. But then when it came to the gardens, it would like start raining, it would stop raining, start raining, stop raining. So then we went back to the car for my parents to grab some jackets. And then when we got in the car, I actually packed some food just in case. So then we sat in the car, we ate in the car. And then I said, do you guys just want to stay in the car while I go see the gardens? And they were like, yeah, please. Is that okay? So I'm like, yeah, of course. So then my parents ended up staying. I mean, it's, you know, I personally, like I said, I love the rain. Like I could spend hours in the rain. I love it so much. I appreciate it so much. So for me, it's like poetry to be in the rain. I understand if it's not fun for other people, but it was close to an hour drive to get to the Huntington Library. So I didn't want to just go home without seeing the Japanese garden, which is what I came for. So then I ended up going by myself in the rain, but I had an umbrella, so it was fine. It was like a mile walk to get to Japanese gardens. It was so beautiful. I took so many pictures. I was so excited to see the beauty of this beautiful Japanese garden. It was so amazing. I also obviously took pictures of myself, did my best to take pictures of myself. And it was a lot of walking. I mean, by the time I finished the Japanese garden, there was also like a tea party. But after the Japanese garden, I kind of told my parents I was heading back. They felt bad. They were like, you can stay. My parents are so sweet. They would literally suffer just so I can have fun. So they were like, no, you can stay as long as you want. We're having fun in the car. But I left them in the car, I think, for 40 minutes or longer. So I was like, it's fine. I will just come back here with someone else. I actually asked my friend Adelaide if she wants to go back with me. And she said yes. So I have a date to go there. So it'll be fun. So I got to see the Japanese gardens. Then I was like an hour drive home, but I avoided the traffic, thank God, because I think I was heading back in the afternoon. And then we got back, we picked up some food, and then we were at home in my house. We ate together. And then afterwards, we were playing some board games and card games. I always lose when I play against my parents. In cards or in dominoes, there's this card game that I play with my parents. It's called Duak. In English, it would mean stupid. And there's this other card game that my dad loves playing, which I don't love, where it's like really serious. You play for money and you write down the scores and it's really confusing. My mom and I don't really get it, but my dad's obsessed with it. I forgot the name of it. Anyway, I lose most of the time, but it's just funny. And any chance I get, I'll try to cheat at my parents. Know that as well. That's just the thing about me. I'm like, if I can cheat to win, I will do it. That's always the joke. I mean, I try not to though. But yeah, so I had the best day with my parents. And then also when I got home, I came home to a beautiful bouquet of flowers that my friend, my internet bestie, my friend Edward sent to me. I mean, if anyone lives in Chicago and you know Edward, Edward Kim, you guys should go date him right now because he is the sweetest man in the world. So sweet, so classy, so romantic. We basically, in a way, worked together when I was doing a Spotify show. So we became pals from that. So yeah, he's the best. He bought me a beautiful bouquet of white flowers for my birthday. So I got to come home to that. And then I also ended up getting a gift from my friend Adelaide, who sent me this beautiful rose from, I forgot how the place is called, like Venus e Claire, whatever. It's like those flowers that stay good for like 3 years. So she bought me this beautiful rose with a crystal because she knows I'm such a romantic and such a lover girl. And it was exactly what I wanted. So that was beautiful too. And then in the morning before I left on my trip with my parents, Too Faced actually sent me the most beautiful birthday cake. Was it the shape of a heart? Now I don't recall. I have pictures, which I'll post. But it was this like glittery, beautiful birthday cake with like makeup in there. And also those French eclairs. Is it called? No, it's not an eclair. Is those like circle things that people eat that are French? It comes in like different colors. It's like a sponge. I don't remember. I'm really bad with my English today. But you get the gist. Hey, besties. I want to tell you about one of my favorite sites that I shop on, and it's a no-brainer. It is Revolve. The reason I love shopping on Revolve is because they have such a variety of so many different designers on their website. It just makes my life so much easier, and I can always find what I'm looking for. Whether I literally just go on the front page, and it has pictures of a new collection that they're doing, I always find something there. But if not, my go-to thing to tap on is their hot list. On their hot list, basically, they give you different ideas and different options. They have the cotton shop, they have holiday best dress, they have Revolve gift guide, they have fall dresses, they have vacation essentials. I shop so much on the vacation essentials, and I go on vacation maybe once a year. My mom was like, just in case, you never know. And then my other favorite thing to do is to heart all the clothes that I love. And I'm like, well, one day I can finally buy this gown once I'll be invited to, like, you know, the gala or something. So I shop on their site so much that literally I was clicking right now through my orders and I'm like, okay, how often do I shop? And I'm like, okay, November 19 and November 19, November 19, November 16, November 9th, November 8th, December 7th. Oh, look at that. I took a little break. December 3rd, July 29th, July 28th, July 28th, July 22nd, July 22nd, July 21st, July 15th, July 8th. I kid you not. Because they have everything. I buy my shampoo there. I buy earrings from there. I bought all my clothes from there, from fancy clothes to casual clothes. I buy my chokers from there. I buy everything from Revolve. Why? Because they have the fastest shipping. I literally order something, I get something within the next 2 days. It's so easy to return because it's free shippings and free returns. So I love that part. I cannot stand it when I order from somewhere and I have to figure out all these ways to figure out how to ship it back. They just make everything so easy. They have over 500 brands, high end. And then if I can't find something on Revolve, I go on Forward. So that's the Forward too. That's right. That's why I have to keep working, because I love to shop, okay? And I love Revolve. And they also have amazing customer service. It's just, you can't go wrong with them, okay? And they have inclusive sizing options. They have new arrivals daily. That's why I'm obsessed with their shop. It's authentic. It's high quality products. It's the best, okay? And I can talk about it for hours, but I'll spare you. If you guys haven't shopped on Revolve, go ahead and do it right now, okay? Revolve always delivers with free and fast 2-day shipping and returns. So visit revolve.com/adulting. to shop my favorites for all of your upcoming plans this season. That is revolve.com/adulting. And you can see all the clothes that I've been shopping, all the things, all the clothes you see me wearing on IG, it's from Revolve, baby. So again, go to revolve.com/adulting to shop my favorites for all of your upcoming plans. Mwah. When I first started podcasting again, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. I did not think I had the time for it. That's why I closed down last time. But guess what, you guys? Now I am back to selling merch, coming soon for the holidays, the end of this month. That is right, because Shopify makes it so easy. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the quote-unquote launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? I mean, Shopify is there to help you grow, whether you are promoting protein powders or you're selling daddy merch or whatever it is. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you are selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to any other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify's magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, My Shop, Daddy Issues, Almost Adulting Shop, and a million of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. They literally make it so easy because businesses that grow with Shopify. So sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/adulting, all lowercase. You heard me. That's right. If you go to shopify.com/adulting, you can now grow your business no matter what stage you're in for just $1 per month trial. That is shopify.com/adulting. And I didn't work the whole day. And of course, loads of people were texting me and calling me. I would say my birthday is the one day. I already normally don't like to be on my phone, aside from when I'm working. But my birthday is definitely a day where I'm even more stressed out. And I try not to be on my phone at all because of all the people that are texting me to wish me happy birthday. It feels overwhelming. So I got to all that at the end of the day. But it was just such a fun, relaxing day. And I got to spend it with people who love me so much. And I also got to get gifts from people that love me. And then afterwards, I got to look through my phone through texts and calls from other people that love me. And it was just such a beautiful day where I felt so loved. And I think that's the importance of a good birthday, where you feel good. You're not stressed out. You're not focused on making other people too happy. You're not focused on how things are going to look, how you're making yourself look. You're just relaxed. And it's a day where you can be yourself. And it's a day where you can do whatever you want that makes you happy. I think a lot of times people think on their birthday, they have to do the most extravagant things in order to, you know, to feel good. But in reality, you have nothing to prove to anyone except yourself. So you should do the things that make you happy. So for me, that's what made me happy. And then my dad, oh, I forgot to mention, so extra of me, because as much as I like to be down to earth, I am extra at heart. I'm such a Leo at heart. I'm a Leo that was born in November. Since I wasn't doing anything with my friends, and I was like, I'm going to make this birthday about me as much as possible this year, I reached out to 12 of my favorite brands. And I was like, hey guys, my birthday is next week. I would love it if you send me a gift. And then maybe I'll post about it if I like it. And yeah, when I told like one or two of my friends that I did that, they were like, you seriously just emailed brands saying that? And I was like, yeah, well, I don't get it. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say no. Okay. Then I'll have 10 gifts. Then I'll have 8 gifts. I'll still have a gift. Like, you know, some of my gifts are from, which I'm going to do a video or already have posted a video of me unwrapping all the gifts. But basically, it's my favorite perfumes and scents from Flor, P-H-L-U-R, clothes from House of CB. I have Don Julio, 2 tequilas, Blanco, and the colored one. I have Peter Thomas Roth skincare. I have RUMI clothes. I have this really cool brand new camera that I can film my solo episodes on my computer. I have Pixie makeup. I have amazing gifts from FabFitFun, which I've been obsessed with them lately. They always send me the best stuff, but they send me these stuff for my birthday, including this thing that you call it like advent calendar. I do have these yellow shoes. I forgot the brand. They're like funny shoes. I also have quickies, which are press and nails. I have aloe clothes. I also have Saltaire lotions that my friend Iskra, that's her brand. And then I also, you know, had some stuff from Nine West since I also worked with them. So they sent me some gifts for my birthday. And then also, you know, Too Faced cake and makeup, and Revolve sent me something, Zimmerman. So Zimmerman dress. And then also I had Aloe send me workout clothes, and then Way, O-U-A-I, hair products. But I would say my favorite gift of all was probably the one that my father gave me, which are these three cute dragon figurines. Because something you may not know about me, I am obsessed with dragons. I've always loved dragons since I've been a little kid because I'm born in the year of the dragon. And for anyone who doesn't know, 2024 is actually going to be the year of the dragon again, and it's going to be the year of the green dragon. So if you also are born on the year of the dragon, next year is going to be our year. Can't wait. So yeah, I've been a big fan of dragons and just fantasy since a little kid. So I have dragon stuff all over my house, whether it's puzzles, pictures, figurines, ceramics, and all the other English language words. But it's all over my house. So my dad really gave me something that made me smile. They're the cutest little dragons. So that, I would say, made me the happiest. I think in general, as we get older, it's harder to figure out what gifts we want, especially also when you do what I do for a living. You can reach out to these brands, and if you're lucky enough, they get to send you stuff. And, you know, this part of my job, I'm so lucky to be doing. It's something, you know, I've always dreamt of, being able to just get free things from my favorite brands. Obviously, I don't take that for granted. I'm fully aware how lucky I am that I get to be in this position. So not only do I appreciate that part where I get to just, for fun, reach out to these brands asking them for free gifts, but then, you know, the little thoughtful gifts from my loved ones also mean the world to me, especially when I know that I can get everything for myself at this point in my life. So I really appreciate how thoughtful my father was getting me these really, really, really cute dragons, three different colors, three different styles. Loved it. So yeah, those were my gifts this year. Overall, it was the first time where I actually get to open gifts. And it was so all about me. I actually only opened the gifts yesterday. So they've been in boxes for like a week because I was just really enjoying focusing on my actual birthday. So anyway, after I spent the day with my parents and then I got to respond to everyone in the text messages, I did have work the next day. So then for 2 days afterwards, Thursday and Friday, I could not take work off because I had to fly to Vegas for work. And I'll share that in a second. Well, no, I'll just share it now. So then the next day I had to get back to work. So I was kind of like, that sucks, whatever. But you know, got to make money to pay the mortgage because I'm not young enough to, you know, have a sugar daddy at this point. And my feet are too ugly to sell them on OnlyFeet. So got to actually work. So I had a job in Vegas with Nine West. And basically it was for the F1 races. And I know so many people who were so excited to go to the F1 races. And if I'm going to be completely honest, when I found out that I did not have to make it to the F1 race, like I just had to go, my obligations were to make it to a dinner with Nine West and obviously wearing their stuff, and then to the Sports Illustrated party afterwards. So once I found out I don't have to make it to the F1, I missed that flight and I just booked a second flight and I flew straight to the dinner. My flight, by the way, you guys, don't ever fly American Airlines. I have never had a good experience with them. So I had a flight with American Airlines. My flight was delayed by an hour and a half. So then because my flight was so delayed, I had to do my makeup in the dark on the plane. And I just had to hope that my makeup looked fine. And then I changed clothes in the Uber. So I full on had to get just, I was like, fuck it. I just got naked in the Uber to change into this beautiful orange dress and into my Nine West shoes, my Nine West bag. And then with a bag carry on, I, you know, sprinted to the dinner that I was already running late to. But then it was really fun. Like my big thing when I work with any brands is that it's important for me to be professional. When I go there, I go to do my job. I'm not looking to, you know, to get too wasted. I'm not looking to black out. I think a lot of times younger influencers, they do things like that. I'm there to work. And that's why I'm also as pleasant as possible to all the people that are working with me, to all the people I'm working for, because I have the employee-employer relationship. Like I think that's why I'm always so quote-unquote pleasant to work with, because I really do treat everything I do as a job, and it's important for me to make everyone happy. For me, it's never really about me. So when I go to any of these events, a lot of the times the girls there are really I wouldn't say, you know, some people would take it as bitchy or snobby, but I think they just lack social skills because I think a lot of pretty girls in general never had to learn how to talk to someone. So they're used to being approached. So I think in general, that's why they end up now, you know, having like anxiety or not knowing how to talk to people. So that's why when I go to these events, I like kind of breaking the ice. So it's my favorite thing. If we're having a dinner and everyone's quiet, I'm like, okay, you guys, let's everyone say our names and then something really random about you or a really cool fact about you. And then it kind of loosens everyone up and then it gets people talking and, you know, helps people become friends because I want everyone to have fun. It, for me, it feels like it's part of my job. I think it's just part of being a host where you're just a good talker. Plus, I also have no social cues. So I literally do not get anxiety talking to anyone ever. Because I don't care. So I made it to the dinner. Then after the dinner, we made it to the club. And then at the club, after I finished taking all my photos, you best believe I was back to going home. So I ended up ordering a Lyft because there were no flights available. I ordered a Lyft to take me home around 2 a.m. And then it took 4.5 hours to get home. So I got home around 6:30. a.m. I finally went to bed at 7 a.m. and then I had to wake up at 8 a.m. because I had more work that day. I had a few interviews, but it was fine. Like I was good to go. And then by 6 p.m. on Friday, I was finally done with everything. And I was like, okay, now I'm really celebrating my birthday. And you know what I did from Friday night until Monday night? You know how I celebrate my birthday? I slept. I'm not kidding. I ate so much ice cream. So much candy, so much food. I'd be like, oh, I'm craving pasta. Let's order pasta. Eat pasta in bed. Take a nap. Now I'm like, oh, I'm craving pizza. Perfect. Order pizza. Eat pizza. Take a nap. Now I wake up. I'm like, okay, I'm craving loads of ice cream, loads of candy. Let's order that. Take a nap. From Friday night, yes, Saturday morning, I did work maybe for 2 hours. But then except that, I pretty much just ate and slept and felt nauseous and slept. And then eat some more all the way until Monday night. Like Monday, I didn't really work. I kind of took the day off and it was amazing. It was the best staycation of my life. And then finally, Tuesday, then I finally started to unwrap my gifts and I worked all day to make up for everything. But it was just the best birthday ever because I was with my family and then I got to just sleep and watch TV and not think about anything and eat my feelings. I gained 6 pounds in 1 week from everything I ate. And you know what? I did not give a shit. It was beautiful and I loved it. Every single moment of it. And yeah. Oh, and the last thing I'm doing for my birthday is I'm having my sister take me to my favorite restaurant. Exactly. I did the same thing I did with my favorite brands. I texted my sister and I said, hey, do you want to take me to my favorite restaurant for dinner? And she was like, oh, okay, I guess. And I'm like, great, I made reservations. So my sister is taking me to Scratch. Well, I guess with the recording of this episode, my sister took me to Scratch Sushi, which is this really cute, exclusive place in Encino that's hidden. And it's the coolest, best experience. And I'm not a sushi person, but the sushi there is the best. And it should be the best because it's so expensive. But it's fine because my sister's paying for it. So yeah. Lesson learned, by the way, if you guys want something, just ask for it. There's no reason for you to ever be embarrassed. And the best day you can ask for something, it would obviously be your birthday. So, you know, just tell someone, wouldn't it be cool if you bought me this on my birthday? Just try it. But yeah, I had a great time taking time off, sleeping a lot, eating, seeing my parents, seeing my sister, unwrapping gifts, not stressing over my friends. It was, yeah, I'm really happy. I feel happy. I really needed this. So yeah. And now I got to share with you guys. It was a great birthday. So shout out to all my Scorpios out there. And then shout out to all my November Sagittarius. You guys are weird. Yeah. I don't really get you. I don't understand November Sagittarius because you're like on the cusp between Scorpios and Sag. And you guys have like so many feelings and but then you're also like really outgoing and you're kind of dramatic. And I don't know. I don't understand you. I do love you. I have a lot of Sagittarius friends. Okay. Well, that's the end of today's episode. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating their birthdays. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the week. And don't forget, I love you. Bye.